Al-Bayan Radio presents The Virtues of Ramadan and Its Men, presented by Wasim Tarsisi.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira rabbi shahri sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul uqdata min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. Returning back to the virtues and the benefits of fasting and Ramadan. Speaking about a great virtue today that the Prophet ﷺ told us about, and it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put and saved for the ones that had fasted and are from the fasting ones, not just any position in Jannah, but as the Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith al-Hasan, rawahu Imam Ahmad, he says the Prophet ﷺ, inna fil jannah ghurafan يرى ظاهرها من باطنها وباطنها من ظاهرها أعد الله لمن أطعم الطعام وآلان الكلام وتابع الصيام وصلى بالليل والناس نيام. He says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has Allah put and saved for the ones in Jannah غرف, special rooms, special positions. يُرَى ظَاهِرُهَا مِنْ بَاطِنِهَا, that you can see the outside from the inside. وَبَاطِنُهَا مِنْ ظَاهِرِهَا, and you can see the inside from the outside. عَدَّ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ أَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ, the first individual that will get this great reward is who? The one that has fed another person. The one that has fed another person. And this is a motivation in itself, my brother and sister, to feed the poor, to feed the needy. And we see the similarities, and we see that always the Prophet ﷺ speaking about feeding the poor and feeding the needy. And this is from the greatest actions that one can do. And therefore, this is why Ibn al-Khuzaymah, he says, quoting upon giving food and quoting upon visiting the sick and quoting upon fasting, he says, هذه فضائل لهذه الأعمال لا كما يدعي من لا يفهم العلم ولا يحسنه. He says that this is a great, this is from the fada'il. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he speaks about these actions together, it is from the great, great benefits. It is from the great virtues that the Muslim, the believer, should rush towards. And it is not as some may think, and the ones that don't understand the ilm, they might think that it is a small action. For here the Prophet ﷺ, he says and continues in the hadith, he says, لِمَنْ أَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَلَانَ الْكَلَامِ, you had nice and soft words. And this is another motivation, my brother and sister in Islam, that the Prophet ﷺ is saying that Allah has put together and has saved and reserved for the people of Jannah certain people, ghuraf, for also who? The ones that have nice speech and that have soft words and that are kind in their speech. And also, وَتَابَعَ الصِّيَامِ, the ones that kept fasting. The ones that kept fasting continuous. And here we take how the Prophet ﷺ تَابَعَ, he didn't say only fasted once or only fasted on this day, but he was a continuous faster. And this is a motivation to let us know that if we want to be from the ones that obtain this ghuraf, that obtain this position of Allah, we should be constantly from the ones that do these actions and not be the ones that only stop at one time. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said in another hadith that the most beloved actions to Allah are the ones that are small and continuous, that are small and continuous. And he finished to say in the hadith, وَصَلَّ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ, and the one that prays in the nights when the people are asleep. And this is obviously the prayer of tahajjud. When the people are asleep and are comfortable, they are awake, fighting their sleep and wanting to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the ones that are from the obtainers on the Day of Judgment, that obtain this high stature, the stature of Al-Ghuraf, these great positions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهُ وَلِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio The Voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.